continued information continues to come out of Twitter about this close. I mean, we're talking very close relationship between Twitter and the federal law enforcement agencies. Of course, at the top of that, the FBI, but others as well. Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive. It was almost, and this is in Matt Taibbi's own words, with this new drop of the Twitter files on Friday, it was like it was a subsidiary of federal law enforcement. Let me take you to an email that was released just on Friday evening with this latest dump of news from the Twitter files. This was sent from the FBI on November 10th of 2022. So just about a month ago, after the election. Okay. And what does the email say? Hello, Twitter contacts. FBI San Francisco is notifying you of the below accounts, which may potentially constitute violation of Twitter's terms of service for any action or inaction deemed inappropriate within Twitter policy. And literally, it is just people's names for Twitter accounts.
So Twitter, in the eyes of the FBI, was simply a wholly owned subsidiary. And what we have and what Matt Taibbi has exposed is a conspiracy. I would argue a conspiracy to violate the constitutional and statutory rights of American citizens. And then we now have a recently released statement by the FBI. So in response to being caught with its pants down, the FBI now states that the FBI regularly engages with private sector entities to provide information specific to identified foreign malign influence actors, subversive, undeclared, covert, or criminal activities.
What this uncovered is that they were sharing classified information with Twitter employees at a time when, you know, we're thinking about criminal charges against a former president for having documents that may be linked as may be marked as classified that he may or may have not accidentally taken with him when the president leaves office and they take all of their files. And in the return process, they're talking about criminal charges there potentially, but yet they were handling classified information with Twitter employees.
The FBI needs to be reconstituted, needs to be reformed. And I don't think that can happen with the current management.
The number of FBI former employees and DOJ employees that went over to places like Twitter, like Jim Baker was one of like 20. And were they taking with them security clearances that then would allow them to get this classified info from the current FBI and thus kind of subverting the normal process, which is that a private corporation would not be able to handle classified information, but they brought in basically the top level of the FBI that would have those clearances. So is that how they were getting around this? I mean, that's how committed they were to this program of censorship.